Here with head coach of the men's and women's golf teams, Jeff Roop, and taking a look at the fall season as we begin to wrap up the fall campaign and look forward to the spring campaign. Coach, first of all, happy to have you with us for the first time. And also, if you could take a look back at your fall sports, or your fall season, I should say, for your men's team and then for your women's team. How have you liked the way your teams have performed so far?
I think that both of the teams have made tremendous strides in progress just based on last year's performance to this year's performance, especially with the addition of five freshmen on both teams. Both programs have set numerous scoring records along the way. We've got guys who are starting to play in the 60s, shoot scores in the 60s. We've got teams that are breaking 300 on the men's side, teams that are breaking the 340 barrier on the women's side. I think 79 for the first time in the history of the women's program. So things are going well on both sides. Very proud of them.
Taking a look at that men's side, you talk about five incoming freshmen to add to an already deep core of upperclassmen. What do you like with your incoming group, and what do you like about your senior group on the men's side?
Well, the senior group first, we've got a lot of leadership. Two of our captains are seniors, Dan Buchan and Garrett Smith. They've exhibited excellent leadership qualities since I've been here as captains. The other two seniors, Jeff Hostetler and Chad Sumi, while they're not captains of the program, are excellent leaders as well. They've really taken the bull by the horns when it comes to showing the new freshmen the ropes, what the expectations are for the program, how to go about behaving themselves as a Tiger, that type of thing. So, and the freshmen themselves have stepped right into the mix, and they've been playing competitive golf the entire summer. These young men came from excellent backgrounds where they were very accomplished golfers and student athletes. And so they've jumped right into the mix, and they've got us up to, I think, number 8 in the golf stat rankings when it comes to freshman contributions. So it's been a nice mix of young and old for us.
Now, talking about recruiting yourself, coming from a very tradition-rich Otterbein program, talk about now having to compete against Otterbein in terms of the recruiting battles across the state of Ohio and across the Midwest.
Well, I think one thing that I'm most proud of at Wittenberg at this point is the fact that we've become the most visible program when it comes to recruiting. I get the comment quite a bit from parents that, they know that Wittenberg's going to be at a junior golf tournament or an important state tournament or whatever it might be. They know that we're going to be out there at this point. And that's the type of thing that I try to get across to the administration when I started talking to them about this position, is the fact that the Wittenberg golf program is going to grow exponentially just because we're going to be out in front of the junior golfers. They're going to know who we are. It's a tough battle out there, though. The young men and women that we're battling for right now are the same players and student-athletes that are looking at mid-major D1 schools, D2 schools, D3 schools like Otterbein, which I came from, who's a nationally ranked program, who last year went to the national championship. Those are the student-athletes that I'm fighting for right now and that we're trying to attract to our university. So it's a tough battle, but it's one that it's a lot of fun to fight.
Now, taking a look at the North Coast Athletic Conference, Ohio Wesleyan has obviously risen again as the team to beat, so to speak, in the NCAC. But Wittenberg has obviously climbed its way up there. Allegheny's obviously another tough competitor as well. Talk about where you see yourself and your team fitting in. You've already had two events, and you've got two more in the spring. How do you feel like it's shaping up for you guys?
Well, right now, Ohio Wesleyan certainly is the class of the NCAC. They're very tradition rich when it comes to men's golf. They've proven that time and time again so far this fall. But we've been able to stay pretty close to them, shoot some rounds that are a stroke or two behind them at times. For us, it's going to be a matter of putting together those two consistent rounds to compete with the likes of Ohio Wesleyan and some of the national powerhouses. But you can't be disappointed with where we're at this juncture. Halfway through, we're one stroke behind Allegheny. We're quite a few behind Ohio Wesleyan, but they are the 9th ranked team in the country right now. So we're in pretty good shape. I think we're starting to take the program to the next level where we are competing for titles, where we are competing for conference championships. And that's the promise I make to recruits when we go out and talk to these young people. It's the fact that we're going to have a chance to win and a chance to compete and a chance to play at the highest level possible at the Division III level. So,
now, in terms of recruiting, you've got a couple of great facilities here in Springfield, a Springfield Country Club, and here at Windy Knoll Golf Club. Talk about selling the quality of the courses that these guys are going to be playing on as an added incentive to come to Wittenberg.
Well, as any recruit that I bring in can tell you, one of my favorite lines is, many Division I programs wish that they had the golf facilities and the support that we have. Sorry. As I tell many recruits that we bring into the program, Division I programs would be jealous of the facilities that we have here in town and the access we have to the facilities. Windy Knoll Golf Club is one of the finest upscale public facilities that you're going to find. Springfield Country Club is a Donald Ross design course, which is just across the fence line from Windy Knoll Golf Club, both within 5 minutes of campus. To have access to those kind of facilities and have great access to those facilities, practice facilities, putting greens, being able to play a round of golf when you need to play a round of golf or want to play a round of golf, most programs can't ask for anything better. So we are very fortunate, and the support we get from the members and from the employees, the staff, is second to none. So we're pretty lucky to be where we are.
Now, taking a look at the men's side in terms of having North Coast Athletic Conference, an actual conference to compete in, first of all, talk a little bit about the four-tournament format, because obviously it's a little bit different. It's evolved over the course of the last several years. Now it's four events, two in the fall, two in the spring. Is that something that you like? Is that something that you feel like could be improved?
My last year at Otterbein as the assistant coach, we were heavily favored to win the Ohio Athletic Conference, gain the first ever automatic bid for women's golf from the Ohio Athletic Conference to the NCAA championship. We had the tournament on our home course. There was no doubt we were going. Of course, we lost. So that was one tournament competition that we lost, and we were out, and there was no going back. You have one bad weekend, and that was it. With the NCAC, it's nice because you've got a chance. It's going to take the most consistent champion throughout the course of the year. You're going to have the team that plays the best at the start of the fall, the middle of the fall, the start of the spring, the end of the spring. There's no doubt, given the two choices, I want the best team throughout the year as opposed to the best team on one given weekend. So I like the NCAC format quite a bit.
Now, taking a look at the conference, in continued reference to the fact that the men's side has a conference, the women's side, they're still developing it right now in terms of the North Coast Athletic Conference. Do you see that as something that will materialize over the course of the next several years?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we've got a couple of really good programs in the NCAC right now when it comes to the women's golf. Allegheny has been a traditional powerhouse since they began the program, which is probably about 4 or 5 years old at this point. Denison also has a good program. Wittenberg, we are continuing to be a good program and getting even better. I think Hiram is playing right now. Outside of that, I don't know of any concrete plans for any additions, which is it's a little disappointing because you'd like to see, one, the growth of the game, and two, there are some definite advantages to having a conference championship, automatic qualifiers to the NCAA. You're able to have two or three additional days of competition that don't count against you when it comes to the NCAA regulations. So it would be nice to get to that point, and it's just going to be a matter of other schools stepping forward, finding the funding necessary for the program. The women are certainly out there. The growth of the game, as far as women go, it's grown exponentially. So there is certainly the talent out there. Now it's a matter of the other schools stepping up to the challenge.
In reference to the growth of this Wittenberg program, you've got a young lady in Jennifer Petro who was the first ever medalist for Wittenberg University in school history. Talk about the excitement of that and also the group around her, because obviously there are some girls who are in the upperclassmen, and then your incoming class is obviously very strong as well.
Yeah, Jenny Petro is as talented as any player I've ever coached. And I've coached some players who have gone on to some great things and shot some wonderful numbers. Jenny was that talented when I was coaching against her. at Otterbein. I knew she was that talented. She hit the ball further than many of the players that that I would bring up against her. We've spent a lot of time just refining a lot of the raw talent that she had, and at this point, she is getting it. I mean, she understands how to play the game now, not just the physicalities that go with the game. So she's become a golfer. She's not just someone who happens to be a great athlete who plays golf. Her supporting cast this year and last year, she's had a large amount of teammates who have stepped up to the challenge and who have who've been able to put good scores together to support her. And it takes an entire team in order to win some of the championships that we've won the last 2 years. We've won the first two championships in the history of the program, and it takes people like Casey McClure and Amanda Delagrange and Colleen Stevens and Annie Boosom, who's a freshman this year, and the entire supporting cast to make Jenny look even better, to allow her to accomplish everything that she's been able to accomplish.
Now, this has only been a program that's been around since 2003, if I remember correctly, and it's obviously one that's grown a lot since then. You go back and take a look at what Pat Klaus did when she started up this program as a varsity sport back in the early 2000s, and first of all, you guys are getting to commemorate her this homecoming weekend with the quote-unquote clash at the Klaus here at Windy Knoll Golf Club. Talk about, first of all, what having a women's program means, I think, to Wittenberg, and also what having an individual like Pat Klaus means to Wittenberg.
I think Pat is a pioneer when it comes to women's athletics, especially women's small college athletics. And I first met her when I was at the PGA USGA Rules School, when I was a high school coach, and asking her questions about college golf. And she actually had one of my high school golfers as a freshman that year, so we had some common ground that we had talked about. She encouraged me quite a bit to get into the field of college golf and showed me along the way what I needed to do to get to that point. We became friends at that point and got to know a little bit more about her. So I thought the least of what I could do when I got the position and took over for her upon her retirement was to commemorate some of her accomplishments by naming the tournament in her honor. But she's meant a great deal to the program. The women still talk about her to this day, and they love to tell stories about road trips that they were on or events at the golf course. And she's meant a great deal to the university as well. I'm not quite as familiar with a lot of her background when it comes to the different athletic endeavors that she was involved in, but I know they're too numerous to count at this point, and it's a very deserved honor that she's going to be put into the Hall of Fame this weekend, and at the same time, hopefully she'll have some time to stop out and see some of her former players.
Is there a sense of honor in taking over a program in which she really pioneered and to bring it along to what you hope is new heights for this university?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm very happy to be following her footsteps, very proud to follow in her footsteps. She you know, built the foundation for a program that I think the sky is the limit. And to get a program off the ground, a women's golf program, you see a lot of them go through a great deal of fluctuation, especially at the Division III level, where 1 year you get a coach who's very interested. The next year that coach moves on to a new position. The interest wanes. The program sinks. Pat was the rock that stabilized the program and took it to this point where I hopefully can take it to the next level and do something that she would be proud of with her program. She was a wonderful influence in the program, and we would be nowhere near where we are right now without her help.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck throughout the course of the rest of 2008. Only one tournament left in the fall, and then we look forward to getting ready for the spring.
You bet. Thank you very much for talking with me, and hopefully we'll have some more good news in the spring for you.
That's head coach of the men's and women's golf team, Jeff Roop, here on the Tiger Sports Network.